Okay, I've decided it was time to do another one of these. If you've been following me for a while on Twitter, you know that I have a recipe page. And I will give that out at the end of this, as long as I remember. and I post recipes every once in a while of things that I've actually tried. I don't have anything up there that I haven't tried myself. And I do that because, you know, that way I can be sure that they're actually good and stuff. And I thought I would start to do audio booths for all the recipes that I post and give them and talk about them and things in the audio booth, just to kind of enhance the thought of the recipe or something. And today's recipe that I'm talking about is something that I did. We had a potluck at work today for somebody who was having her last day, and I wanted to bring meatballs, and this is a recipe I actually got from a coworker who's retired, and it was just fabulous when I had it a couple years ago, and I got the recipe, and I've been wanting to try it, and so I thought I'd try it. So this is called peppered meatballs, and I discovered the hard way that it's really good to make sure you know exactly what you're doing with this, because, well, I'll explain. So the recipe calls for 1 3-pound package of meatballs. Now, I couldn't find a 3-pound package. I ended up getting a 2-pound package, and it was the Swedish meatballs, which are smaller. And for appetizers or whatever, I think the smaller meatballs are really good. And they could also fit better in the crock pot, because this is a crock pot recipe. And then you add a cream of mushroom soup, and this is where I kind of messed up this morning. I was running low on time, and I kind of used tomato instead, but I fixed it before it was a problem. So it helps to make sure you know, have the right can. An 8-ounce thing of sour cream, 1/2 teaspoon of dill weed, and 1 teaspoon of pepper. And you mix everything together in the crock pot and then cook it on low for, you know, I let it cook until it was bubbly, and then I turned it down to keep warm because it wasn't quite time for the actual meal to start. But that was what it was. And it really doesn't seem like much when it's cold, but when you let it heat up and it's all warm and everything, it is just fabulous. Okay, so my website is www.kittytech, kittytech.org/recipes with an S, .htm. And there's tons of stuff up there, and I'm always adding to it. And as I add to it, I will now then also post these booths just because I can. So that is the recipe, and a couple of comments. Enjoy.